With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Yellowstone National Park will start closing roads to oversnow travel Sunday to allow for spring plowing. Yellowstone will close the road connecting Mammoth Hot Springs to Norris Sunday. Next Tuesday, the roads connecting Norris to Madison and Canyon Village will close, followed by Canyon Village to Fishing Bridge on March 14th, and all remaining groomed roads on the 15th. Weather permitting, some roads will reopen mid-April. The road from the park's north entrance at Gardner through Tower Junction to Cook City is open to vehicles all year. Yellowstone Monday closed the hotel and cabins, gift shop, ski shop, and food services at Mammoth Hot Springs. Lawmakers so far have considered nearly a dozen bills this session aimed at changing how Montana's judicial branch is formed and how it works. James Bradley with the University of Montana's Legislative News Service reports.
One controversial bill that would allow the governor to directly appoint judges for vacancies in district courts and the Supreme Court passed the House Monday. Senate Bill 140 passed on a 67-32 vote. But another bill that would have forced would-be Supreme Court justices to file with a political party failed on Monday on a 44-56 vote. Hamilton Republican Representative David Beatty voted against the bill, House Bill 355.
This was a bad idea the first time we heard it. It's a bad idea now. Vote no.
Supporters like Billings Republican Representative Jimmy Patelis said the bill was for consumer protection.
The people in the community should know what political affiliation you are.
A similar bill, House Bill 342, would have done the same thing, but died in the House last week, also on a vote of 44-56.
The U.S. government yesterday started distributing nearly 4 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson single-shot COVID-19 vaccines to states, tribes, and territories. Montana is expected to receive 8,700 doses later this week. Yellowstone Public Radio's Rachel Kramer reports.
In a tweet Monday, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte said, quote, counties will begin distributing this safe, effective vaccine next week, end quote. The White House COVID-19 task force during a briefing said states' allocations depend on population and are expected to be limited and uneven in the first few weeks. The Food and Drug Administration authorized Johnson & Johnson's single-shot vaccine for emergency use Saturday. An international study with 40,000 participants found the vaccine to be 85% effective in preventing severe or critical COVID-19 disease. State data Monday showed roughly 9% of Montana's population had been fully immunized with two shots of either Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. Pfizer and Moderna's weekly allocation of doses to states has been on the rise following a plateau in January. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show Montana was allocated nearly 13,000 first doses of the Pfizer vaccine this week and another roughly 10,000 of the Moderna. It's up to the state to order doses, which typically arrive over the course of the following week. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Today, Montana recorded another milestone in the coronavirus pandemic. The state health department has confirmed more than 100,000 COVID-19 cases since March of last year. That means roughly 10% of Montanans have been diagnosed with the virus that's killed more than 1,300 people in the state, less than 1% of the state's population. Statewide, about 1,600 people are reported currently sick with the virus, a steep drop over the past few months. But even as new cases and hospitalizations drop, health experts are urging caution and prevention, like wearing a mask, avoiding large gatherings, and staying home if you're sick until the vaccine is available to everyone who wants it. Montana's Senate will soon decide whether to confirm Adam Meyer as the next director of the State Department of Public Health and Human Services. Governor Greg Gianforte says Meyer will bring greater transparency, accountability, and efficiency to the department. Meyer served as health director in Kentucky from May 2018 through December 2019, during which time he faced a large outbreak of hepatitis A and advocated work requirements for Medicaid expansion recipients. Kaiser Health News reports some have praised his work in Kentucky, while others criticized his response to the hepatitis A outbreak as having been too slow. Meyer says he's learned states need to invest in public health infrastructure. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Madeline Broom.